It's the head coach of the University of Maine Black Bear softball team, Mike Kootz. Mike, good afternoon.
How you doing today, Rich?
I'm good. We missed you the last couple of weeks. You had games on Wednesday. What was going on with that?
I was wondering if you were going to call me during like the second or third inning. I probably would have picked up.
I thought about it, but, you know, we'll let him be for this one. If it was a playoff game, yes, absolutely.
You did mention it. You did mention it.
Call to find out what's going on. It was a big day today on campus, Maine Day of Giving. What were you softball folks up to today?
Well, we had lift this morning, then we had practice, and I actually headed to Scarborough to do some recruiting.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's a nice, beautiful day down here.
Yeah, but isn't it finally? Now we get to the end of the regular season, and we get the weather we've been hoping for.
I know, exactly, but we do live in Maine, so we're never going to change it.
No, that's for sure. Last weekend, 2 out of 3, you lost to Binghamton. You're 8-5 now, third place in the conference. When you look back at last weekend, what would you like to have done differently?
Well, I think the one thing that we've really struggled with is just hitting, not so much getting 10, 12 hits a game, just hitting, you know, getting a hit with people in scoring position. And, you know, our pitching's been really, really good, and we've just offensively not been able to put some things together. And that's probably the biggest thing we've got to work on going forward as we play Stony Brook this weekend and then into the tournament next weekend.
Well, Annie Kennedy, you talk about your pitching. She's really had a terrific year for you, 1.30 earned run average and just not giving away walks at all, 14 walks in 118 innings.
Yeah, no, she's been phenomenal. I think her ERA is a half a run lower than the next, you know, the person in second place in the conference. And then I think in 4 of the losses that she's had, we've only scored 7 runs. We just don't score runs when she pitches. And, you know, I felt bad for her last weekend because Sunday after the game, she was in tears because she felt like she should do more. And it's like, my God, Annie, what else can you do? You know, you're doing everything you can. So, you know, you hope it turns around. I'm a big believer in baseball and softball and percentages. You know, it can't stay like this the whole season. So I think as we get ready for the tournament, we've just kind of turned our mind into, you know what, we can't do anything about the past. Let's just focus on what we got going forward.
Well, you mentioned big games with Stony Brook this weekend. Does it matter where you go, what position you go into the postseason at this point?
Well, you'd like to end up first or second. I mean, we can't come in first. I mean, second's a possibility only because you get a bye. You don't have to play on Wednesday. And for us, that's huge because we don't get a chance to leave until late Tuesday morning, and it's a 10-hour bus ride. And to have a day to rest before you'd have to play is huge. So a lot has to end up happening this weekend. I mean, like I said, we can't catch UMass Lowell. Albany's in second. If they happen to lose 3, and I think if we won 2 out of 3, we might end up in second place. But we just got to go take care of ourselves right now. And then Saturday afternoon on the way home, Stony Brook, we'll find out when we're playing on Wednesday or Thursday.
Well, we have to think that this warm weather, the bats heat up, and you get that offensive explosion this weekend.
That's what I keep telling the girls. It's been tough hitting in cold weather, and the warm weather's here, so let's go see what we can do.
That sounds like a good plan. Mike, as always, appreciate you making time for us. Travel safely. Good luck this weekend, and we will check in with you again next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. It's Mike Kootz, head coach of Maine Black Bear softball here on Downtown. Our Black Bear Reports presented by ClearPoint Financial, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. Black Bear Reports also brought to you by Tom and the crew at Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street in Bangor. They offer full service, everything from oil changes to engine jobs. Great deals on tires as well, all from experienced local people you can trust. Visit the website as well at BennettAutoCenter.com or in person, 24 Thatcher Street in Bangor.